What does the One Big Beautiful Bill mean for our cattle producers? I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update. This has been the hot topic of the past couple months, the One Big Beautiful Bill. As we know, the House of Representatives passed this One Big Beautiful Bill with a vote of 218 to 214. This went on to President Trump on July 4th and was officially signed into law. Kent Backus, NCBA Executive Director, Director of Government Affairs, says the Big Beautiful Bill is a significant win for our cattle producers all across the United States.
Because it delivers certainty on a lot of expiring tax provisions that were making it very difficult to plan businesses and to plan transitions to the next generation.
Kent highlights one of the big key provisions that was updated by this bill.
One of the key provisions in there is that this really does a lot to provide more certainty regarding the death tax. The death tax exemption is increased to $15 million per individual, $30 million per couple. That's adjusted for inflation annually, and it's made permanent. And I think that's a key provision because this isn't something that is set to expire in 4 or 5 years. This is permanent. And so that's going to make it a lot more predictable, easier to plan. Another key victory in this is that the step-up in basis remains untouched. And so that is also provides another level of certainty for our producers. We're also excited to see that the 199A small business deduction is made permanent at 20%. That Section 179 expensing is increased to $2.5 million, and that bonus depreciation has been restored to 100%, and that, too, has been made permanent.
And why is this so important for our producers? Because when running a business as large as some farms can get, he says,
these are all very important tools for our producers. And having that certainty, having the expectation that they can plan around a tax policy that is not going to change in just a few years, that provides a lot more opportunity to take risk, to make investments, and to work with their families to transition to the next generation. So all of these are important. It's important for our family businesses all across the country.
And in addition to the tax package that was written in this bill, there was also some updated text from the 2018 Farm Bill included.
There are also some important Farm Bill provisions that were included. We were glad to see that the Livestock Forage Disaster Program, that there were some updates that were made there, that Livestock Indemnity Program was also improved, and that, that there's conservation programs that are really some of the Farm Bill provisions, and the bill extends the mandatory funding for several of those conservation programs for the next 6 years. So there's $18.5 billion for EQIP, $8.1 billion for Conservation Stewardship Program, $4.1 billion for the Agricultural Conservation Easement Program, $2.7 billion for the Regional Conservation Partnership Program. All of those are some key things. But
especially with all the news that's been going around recently this year with screwworm and bird flu and all other animal diseases, Kent says that another really important piece of this puzzle is
that the bill increases annual mandatory funding for animal disease prevention and management activities to $233 million. And that's budgeted through fiscal year 2030. So there's a lot of things that were included in this One Big Beautiful Bill.
Again, that's NCBA Executive Director of Government Affairs, Kent Backus. With your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.